That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I'm trying to find documented evidence of celebrities who died close to each other, and I really can't find much. And, you know, there's a lot of anecdotal, like, grandma and grandma went, then grandpa died shortly afterwards. So you hear a lot of those stories.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about celebrities. The only one I can seem to find is June Carter Cash died in May of 2003, and then Johnny passed in September, so 4 months.
I think that was one of the situations, too, that Johnny, you thought he was going to go quicker.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, with guys retiring and then dying soon after.
Yeah, that's Paterno. Yeah, it's also Bear Bryant. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it wasn't Bear Bryant's wife that died shortly after.
Bear Bryant died, right?
He died shortly after his wife of, his mistress, football.
Yeah, see, I was thinking this of the celebrities who died on the same day. Like, I remember Farrah Fawcett died. We found that out.
Michael Jackson.
3 hours later, it broke that Michael Jackson had died, right, and Farrah Fawcett was off the headline.
Well, Farrah Fawcett was lucky she was so famous, though, because we did talk about her, but she wasn't as famous as Michael Jackson, obviously. That was a bigger story, I should say, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But she wasn't like a minor celebrity, so we did talk about her.
Yeah.
Some people die, and they're like a very minor celebrity, and then somebody big dies, and you don't hear about it at all.
Man. Yeah, it's just gone.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It's just gone. So you want this email here we got?
It's like people that died of natural causes on 9/11. I thought about this one, too. It was just, the other day was the anniversary of George Harrison, and he died of cancer like a month and a half after 9/11. And I remember when that happened, it was like we were all just in this haze of what the world's going to be like. How do we move on from this in 2001 if we weren't around? And then a Beatle died, and we thought, okay, well, Harrison died. Okay, move on. So that was kind of – that sucked for him. It sucked for him, man.
Well, the dying part especially.
Quit thinking of yourself.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what's the story on the cheating?
So this email comes in. I'll leave his name out of it. I don't think he said, don't say my name, but said his dad cheated on his stepmom all the time. And he decided to involve me when stepmom number three caught him. We owned a butcher shop, and he started banging a girl from the bank that was right next door to the store. Had to close the store. But he kept going to the bank. I was visiting family in Florida, and he called me up, said, stepmom number three found out about the bank girl. And dad told stepmom number three that the emailer here knew about it. And then he said, she's going to call you. And she did. So stepmom number three, he says, I just let her yell and then hung up.
Why'd she say that he knew about it?
Yeah, why would he tell her?
Right.
Dad just tosses him under the bus on that one.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's there for no reason. So he says, 2 days later, vacation was over. He gets back to Philadelphia, where he was living, gets to the house. Stepmom number three has moved out, took everything, including the emailer's dog.
Wow.
The bitch stole my dog, he says. She hated my dog, even took the dog even though she hated it. Side note, the bank girl is now stepmom number 4.
Whoa.
Oh,
three pens.
Dovetailer. He's a dovetailer.
So it gets worse. She says, God. I've been cheated on, and I just walked away. When she asked me to get back together, I told her that getting back together would be like bringing the trash back in the house. She didn't like that. Yeah. I told her to get her stuff out of the house while I was working, and when I got home, she stole my dog.
Damn.
I had that
it's dog. It's a country song.
I had that dog before I met her. He says, I almost cheated on the girl I'm with now. I seriously stopped myself because I didn't want to have to buy another border collie.
And she stole my dog again.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we all love our dogs if you have one. That's pretty sad. Did he get back?
No, but he stopped himself from cheating on the girl he's with now because he didn't want to lose another dog.
Man. Wow. This is small town because you mentioned lessons. Bank and butcher shop right
now. No,
next
he
to
says it was Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
He says, I get back to Philly, get to the house, and she took everything, including my dog. The bitch stole my dog.
He had so many good. Can I give you? I can give you a discount on the sausage pickup
right.
line.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah.
And they worked.
His dad acts like a child.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you cheated on me. He was like, well, he knew about it.
Yeah, my son. You're throwing your son under
anything.
The bus, right?
Yeah.
Why do that?
Yeah, the kid's a grown up in this situation.
Yes.
Yeah, but why? Yeah. Why involve? Why involve the son? Why throw him under the bus?
And by the way, why is the son even taking a call from this other bitch yelling at him? You know, it's a stepmom, third stepmom.
She's going to call you like, oh, yeah, your wife?
I'm not talking to you. Yeah.
No, I'm not even listening to the rest of her conversation.
No. Up, man.
No.
You're the third one of these I've had. Okay,
right,
go away.
Right.
Yeah. And okay, he's on. Yeah. So that means dad's on marriage number 4 now that the bank girl is stepmom number 3.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, the bank girl's stepmom number 3?
Stepmom number 3. Number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was mom, and then there's been 4 stepmoms.
So he's 5 marriages in.
Yeah, 5 marriages in.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a mom before you have stepmom.
Yeah. 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 And then the emailer is, he's 2-3 dogs in now. I guess he's on the third
he's 3
dog.
Dogs in. I love that band.
Tribute band.
Right. Maybe a woman.
A lot of legal battles with 3 Dog Night.
The mindset of being somebody's 5th wife. Do you want to be somebody's 5th wife?
Yeah, you would. Wouldn't you kind of think that they are who they are at this point?
Unless he's a real piece of ass, but it doesn't sound like he's a zillionaire or anything of that sort.
I know people have married 3 times, and they've been with a 3rd one for a long time, Joe America.
You ever married the same one twice?
My sister's been married.
I don't understand
three
that one.
Oh, me neither.
Did you raise your hand?
Maybe.
Did you marry your wife twice? I didn't know that.
Maybe.
I think you guys broke up a little bit.
Okay, how long
is
did the
second
first
divorce easier if you've already been through it?
Lasted.
Oh, my God, no.
Okay.
Hold it. The second divorce, it wasn't easier. And you told me. I didn't know you actually remarried.
I've paid for 3 of them now.
Give me the timeline now.
Okay.
You got married and then divorced. How long did the first marriage last?
The first one, I think, was annulled after about 4 months.
Okay.
Which was like, yeah.
Were you kids? Were you kids?
Not exactly. Okay. What the heck?
Why was it annulled?
What does that mean?
It was.
Probably means she's Catholic, right?
Yeah.
That's the only instance where you got to annul a marriage, because then God says, oh, it never happened.
Yeah, but a lot of times, is it annul? Isn't that a government term, too? If you only been married a short amount of time, you could just
an
call
annulment?
Annulment.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's annulment a legal. Means,
I've only heard that in the context of a church.
No, I think there's a legal process.
It's there.
But it's only for a short period of time.
One, right.
It was, there's been a mistake made here.
How long were you with the first wife before you married her?
3-4 years.
So you decided to get married, and why'd you know it was over after 4 months?
Because my stuff was out in the driveway.
You doing anything wrong, or the relationship didn't work?
It just didn't work.
Okay,
it was but then we decided to give it another run 17 times.
Oh, that was the same girl.
Yeah.
Oh, so the other one is not the one you married twice.
No. This is all just one.
So the mother of your child is not the one you married twice.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Are you married the second one again? No, this the first no, one again. You married the first one again?
Yeah, yeah. I've only ever been married to one woman. Yeah.
Oh, it's a... Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so after the annulment, what, you dated off and on?
You were just kind of...
You brought it up, brother. I know she's listening.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know what? I don't even care anymore.
I know you don't care anymore. Yeah.
This will be used against me in the court of law.
Yeah.
Well, were you back in that shortly after the annulment?
I think
back
there was some
that.
Dabbling. Yeah. I think so, and then...
And then how much longer before you decided, let's get married again?
It's been 17 total years, basically.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
You're star-crossed lovers, man. That's it.
What's the second wedding look like?
Yeah. In front Great of a question. Judge downtown.
Right on.
All right.
There's not... Nobody's walking down the aisle again.
No. No, we did the Vegas for the first one.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
It's never a good sign when the bride catches her own bouquet.
when the dude's dressed like Elvis that marries you, it's just not it. No, he wasn't, but yeah.
So five times.
Yeah, so the emailer's dad is five marriages deep at this, assuming there hasn't been another stepmom since then. Although he says now bank girl is now stepmom number four. So I
can totally see a lot
that's
of
the current.
I can see three because the first one you're married and then that doesn't work out. That happens to a lot of people. And then the second one you might have jumped into too quick, get divorced. If you're divorcing the third one, unless she's screwing around on you or something like that, yeah. That's a lot of
Yeah, I mean you can hang out with somebody without getting married.
Anymore. You shouldn't.
No. Yeah.
Did that for years.
Yeah, I mean, at five marriages, you're approaching Greg Allman territory, and it's like, no, it's you.
Yeah,
it's
seven.
It's
eight,
you. Right. You're the problem. Right. Stop marrying people.
All right, I found this.
I feel attacked.
From 2015, on a Wednesday morning in November, Doug Flutie's father, Dick Flutie, died of a heart attack.
No. Oh, we're not passing that up.
Isn't that what Ryder just had done?
His name was Richard Flutie, and he went by Dick.
Dick.
And good for Dick Flutie. Are you kidding me? His name's Dick Flutie? I'd love that.
Hey, honey, you want to play the Dick Flutie?
Dick Flutie.
So Dick Flutie dies of a heart attack, and less than an hour later, Doug Flutie's mom, Dick's wife, Joan, also dies of a heart attack.
Wow.
Less than an hour later.
That's got to be.
I feel so sorry for the family.
That's stress induced.
And then this story goes on.
Losing a parent alone is so bad, but it's so bad.
In the same day?
And then losing two in an hour. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not, and not through some tragic accident. I mean,
no,
like,
that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the heart attack's totally unexpected.
Right. And then they discuss other people that you don't
know.
How
old was Dick Flutie?
It doesn't say how old he was, but it said they were married 69. For 56 years, so he was probably
70s. Yeah. Okay.
I was picturing a penis. It's like those whistles that are like, whoop.
That's what I'm thinking.
A slide whistle.
A slide whistle.
Flutie. Yeah. Dick Flutie.
Yeah, he was 76 when he passed.
How old were the kids get before they realized their dad's name was Dick Flutie and why that was funny?
Gonna say 14.
Yeah. I bet your friends tell you why that's funny before you figure it out.
Probably sure. Do, right? Yeah.
Probably about fifth or sixth grade.
The older kid in the neighborhood.
As you're approaching junior high.
And your
Where's your dad,
Dick Flutie?
Dick Flutie?
How's your dad, Dick Flutie, doing today? Flutie.
Yeah, your dad, Dick Flutie's here. Yeah, you would say that all the time to Mr. Flutie.
Yeah, I would never call him Mr. Flutie. I would call him Dick Flutie.
Mr. Flutie. Flutie, Flutie, Flute Man there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.